the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. This hour of the Tay and Jay Show brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them at kramersiding.com. We've been talking a lot about the St. Louis Cardinals. They're one game out in the wild card race with three games to play, and they have their season or their series, starting tonight in Houston. We're bringing on KMOX broadcaster Kevin Wheeler. He does the pregame and the postgame a lot of times on the Cardinal Baseball Network. And Kevin, I mean, I just told you off the air, what are they doing to me? This is killing me here late in the year.
Isn't this what you signed up for? I mean, this is the stuff you want, right? I mean, look, you got it from the personal and the professional, right? You got the personal side. You love watching this. It's fun. It's exciting. And for the professional side, you got huge ratings because everybody's excited about the game. So I don't see how you lose.
That's a great point, Kevin. And now they do face a lefty tonight, but it's not Bud Norris. I like that.
Yeah, Bud's not pitching this weekend, which is really, really good news. Maybe the best news that any of us could pass along because for some reason, I mean, you know, I must have spent one entire show going through all the Chuck Norris jokes and using Bud instead of Chuck because it's just ridiculous what he's done against the Cardinals over the years. But you get a guy tonight in Wandy Rodriguez that's been pretty tough against the Cardinals in the past as well. This group of players collectively hitting only 250 against Wandy in their careers. But one guy that does hit him pretty well has been Gerald Laird, but he's not going to play. Albert's had a little bit of success against Wandy, but still only a 256 career hitter against him. So it'll be interesting tonight for sure.
Kevin, I'm looking at the Cardinals lineup, and David Freese in the two-hole tonight. And
really?
Then you got Ryan Terrio 7 and John Jay 8. That's an interesting switch.
Yeah, Tony likes to put Freese in that number two spot against lefties because you know he's going to get pitches to hit because they're not going to be careful with him with Albert and Matt Holliday and Lance Berkman coming behind him. Especially when you look at, Yachty's been pretty good against lefties this year and, of course, had the big home run yesterday. Ryan Terrio is the one Cardinal who's had regular success against Wandy Rodriguez, 294 career hitter with a 500 slugging percentage against Wandy. And that's, not a ton of at-bats, but 34 at-bats, so pretty good sample size there. And you want to put him down in a spot where he'd be able to drive some guys in. Plus, with Freese, the idea is to get him pitches to hit. And he's not handled Wandy well in the past. He's 1-for-10 lifetime against Wandy, so the hope is you get him out there where Wandy's got to throw him strikes and maybe he can make something happen.
You know the voice. It's Kevin Wheeler from KMOX and also the Cardinal broadcast team joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. I mentioned earlier to Jeremy, I mean, this is the perfect spot for Matt Holliday to have a huge game.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, it might be a little bit much to expect considering how he's kind of been out of the loop, but I mentioned he's one guy that's had some success against Wandy. He's got 3 home runs against Wandy and 31 career at-bats. The slugging percentage of .645, and I don't want to get too stat geeky on people, but that's good. That's real good.
And is there anybody more clutch? I mean, he's so big when it counts, and that's Yadi Molina.
Well, he's had a great year this year.
Right.
In fact, if he had hit this well last year, they might have made the playoffs last year, too. Not just him. There are a bunch of other guys.
Sure.
But, this is the kind of year that you've been hoping he was going to have. You look back a couple of years ago, he had like 294, and I want to say it was 09. Actually, 08 and 09, 304 and 293.
Wow.
Not much power, but now the home runs have started to show up, a career high in runs batted in. 305 average would be a career high if he can stay above that. 304 is his current career high. That's a big deal to have a gold glove caliber catcher who can provide any offense. That's a really big deal, and it's a large part of why the team's been better. And maybe it's because he doesn't have to carry the load as much as in the past. I think probably the numbers are better, guys, because he's had more people on base, and you're going to get better pitches when there are men on base, and, he's a good contact hitter, doesn't strike out a lot.
Kevin, what do you think of how this last 3 days is shaping up? I mean, obviously the Cardinals won back, but they get Houston, the worst team in baseball, and now, Atlanta heading to, they're playing Philadelphia, best team in baseball. And Philadelphia, I think, would want to get a couple wins here just to get that winning kind of culture around there again, right?
Well, I think regardless of whether they win or lose the games, they want to play well.
Right.
I think that's an important factor for them right now. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. They broke a 7-game losing streak yesterday. And I got to believe Charlie Manuel wants his guys feeling a little bit better about themselves than that going into the postseason. And forgetting just the feeling, just getting some good reps.
Yeah.
Getting ready, getting yourself not only the proper frame of mind, but getting, hitters getting their swings back in order, pitchers getting their work in. I mean, this has to be a normal series for them. And he's also talked about this. He talked about it recently with a couple of the Cardinals broadcasters about wanting, about playing games that are meaningful playing them for real, even if you've already clinched, because it's something about the respect for the game and the respect for these pennant races, because the games earlier in the year were played like they counted. You know, they were played
exactly.
Seriously, and you have to count them all. I mean, that's just it. You know, these games are just as important, and I like Charlie Manuel's attitude there. It's the same as Tony La Russa's as well.
Visiting with Kevin Wheeler. And, Kevin, nobody breaks down pitchers better than you, at least nobody I've heard. What do you think? You got Garcia, you got Westbrook, you got Carpenter. Do you like those three going into these last three games?
Well, I think you have the better pitcher in every matchup, although tonight it's pretty even.
Right.
You know, Garcia and Wandy are pretty similar all across the board, so it's pretty close. But I still think that Garcia has had – the one thing that's scary about Garcia in this, well, two things. One is that he's not been very good on the road in general over the last couple of years. And two, this current group of Astros hitters are hitting 400 against Jaime wow. in their careers. Now, granted, that's only a grand total of 62 at-bats amongst all of them. But, you know, that's still a little bit nerve-wracking
yes.
when you got an entire team hitting 400 against you going into a game like this. But with this one being even, I got to believe Westbrook and Henry Sosa is a matchup that favors the Cardinals. And Chris Carpenter is a matchup that you're going to take almost any day of the week in game 162. So, really, guys, it sets up for the Cardinals. I mean, it's just that simple. Whether it happens or not, I don't know, but it certainly sets up in their favor.
Kevin, I got to ask you this question. As a media guy, I was flipping back and forth to the TV in between NFL and the Cardinals game, and I felt like every time I flipped back, they're talking about Albert Pujols, mm-hmm. which I understand has got to be talked about. It could be his last game at Busch Stadium, but it seemed like that was almost the bigger story than the actual run for the NL wild card. Is the talk around there more about Pujols? I would hope not.
No, but it's just his biggest story right. overall. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest players to ever put on this uniform, and that's more than 100 years of baseball.
Sure.
You know, and the only other guy that has had a career similar to his, at least was sticking with hitters, is Stan Musial.
Right.
You know, no other Cardinal has had years like this. And basically, I mean, if you want to get real serious about it, there hasn't been a major league hitter to have 11 consecutive years like this to start a season. So, yeah, it's just as big a story, but obviously it's not as pressing because mm-hmm. that story is going to play out over the off season. You know, this story with the race is going to play out in the next 3 days.
Exactly. Wrapping up with Kevin Wheeler from KMOX and the Cardinal broadcast team. Kevin, we got to switch gears. It's kind of an ugh kind of thing, but the Rams 0-3 did not look good against Baltimore. But, you know, they're in this NFC West with my Cardinals who are terrible. So, I mean, I guess is hope still a little bit high down in St. Louis?
Not really.
Okay.
Everybody's down on the Rams, and look, they should be. I'm not burying this team yet because they just did what I thought they would do. They lost to three teams I expected them to lose to.
Good point.
You know, before the year, I said they'd go 8-8, and that would win the division. And I don't know if 8 wins are going to win this division. I don't know if any of these teams are capable of 8 wins.
I agree.
If you look at what Seattle and Arizona and San Francisco have faced, they haven't faced Philly, New York, and Baltimore yet. Their tough games are coming. Now, the Rams, here's where we get to a big prove-it game for them, guys. It's this coming Sunday. You're at home. Washington's good, but they're not as good as those other three teams.
Right.
You have to win that one. If you start 0-4 and then have to go to Green Bay and Dallas and then have New Orleans, you can't afford 0-7. You're not winning 7 or 8 games if you start 0-7. You got to get 2 of these next 4 games somehow.
And I guess the surprise for me in that game was Sam Bradford not looking that great. I mean, was he 4-15 at halftime? I know the Ravens obviously have a great defense, but he's looked a little shaky, I guess, and that might have something to do with the people around him because Cadillac Williams is a running
sure.
back, and we all know the receivers not much better than the Bears up here.
No, there's not a lot that you can say positive about anything that any of them have done, and you know with Sam. I'm a believer in his. I think he's a great player. I think he's going to be a stud. But the offensive line's been terrible, and Jason Smith's now been benched twice this year for poor play. You know, great number 2 pick overall if you got to be benching him in his third NFL season. But the offensive line didn't protect. He's taking a beating. He got hit 11 times. I think he got sacked 5 times and hit 11 other times in yesterday's game. So 16 times he got hit by Ravens players. His receivers don't get open. The only guy that can make a play is Denario Alexander. They haven't figured out how to get Lance Kendricks involved. And they haven't been able to establish the run early. That's the trick, guys. They've got to be able to run the ball early so they don't fall behind by 2 or 3 touchdowns and have to throw. That's why he's getting beat up so much, because they don't have any choice when you're down that big.
Kevin, 6:10 is the pregame. Look forward to hearing you tonight.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks, Kevin Wheeler from KMOX and the Cardinal broadcast team. does an excellent job breaking things down, and we've said it 100 times. I know our listeners listen to our pregame here on Connect FM, but Kevin does a great job, and it's interesting to hear him talk about the matchups in this pitching. You know what? I mean, Jeremy, the more we talk about this, the more it is just out there for the Cardinals to take. Mm-hmm. And it's just unbelievable. August 25th, which was a month ago, St. Louis was 10.5 games back in the wild card.
And I think we came on the air and said, are you done with baseball?
Are you done?
And we had a lot of people say, yeah, but then we had a couple people saying, hey, we got some time.
Kudos to them.
The schedule looks favorable. Yeah, kudos to them because I'd given up on baseball a while back. I'm a White Sox fan. Well, but at the same time, hey, you know, this is meaningful baseball in September. And what we love, we talked about this in the first hour, every pitch, every out, every hit matters so much more. You know, obviously, you wish you could go back to April and take Ryan Franklin out and get a couple of those wins back so you had him now. But now everything is on such a microscope, and you're just on the edge of your seat the whole game. This is why baseball in October and September is phenomenal.
Totally agree. And it always reminds me, Jeremy, it always reminds me of that first game of a series, whether it be an NLDS, ALCS, World Series. That first game is that game that you know as a fan. You're not winning or losing the series on this game, but boy, if you get that first game, to you, you're just like, wow, we've got such a huge advantage. And that's what almost every game feels like right now. Like you just said, every pitch, everything is under a microscope, and that's what's fun about it.
We're going to talk Bears with Adam Harris from 670 The Score at the top of the hour. If you want to chime in, talk some Cardinals. We also got to get some Illini talk. We haven't got to a lot
of
that yet. 359-2255, 217-359-2255.
It is the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.